Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Tugger's Barbecue Tailgate Show. Sorry, we got a little late start tonight. Got tied up somewhere trying to get home and couldn't get the show started from my mobile phone, unfortunately. So apologize for that. Just getting started here. I had a beautiful day out there today here in Aiken, South Carolina. I hope it was a good day for all you out there as well. It's like nice weather. It's like we're going to have some great weather all week, actually. It's going to get a little toastier, a little hotter out there. Nonetheless, so we're going to talk about last weekend's contest. It's had one of the SCBA up there in Williamson, Pig in the Park. And then also we've got a big one this weekend right here in my backyard, actually, in Evans, Georgia, right across the river. The banjo queue, and I think we've got a caller here already. I think it's our man Lee who's going to be there as well. Let's see if we can bring Lee up here on the show here. Are you there?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, my friend? Sorry about that. We had a little late start here. Thought I'd send a text to Daryl. I think I sent it to the incorrect number, so I apologize to everybody out there. I had to stop and pick up some pellets, actually. I'm going to be cranking up about 3 grills tonight, so I got some smokers going, pellet grill going. I got all kinds of stuff going tonight, so had to stop off and get that and got a little late start.
I thought we just went back to daylight savings time, and I didn't know. I'm sorry. And then when I realized that wasn't it, I figured it was Kathy's fault.
I should have blamed her. I mean, I used to try to. I mean, I blame pretty much everything on Saturday for our not great finish. But, you know, we got a call, so it's always good to get in a call, obviously. But wasn't one of our better picks.
Well, certainly.
Yeah. I'm probably thinking, God, I can't thank God we're getting out of here finally. This was, not one of our good cooks out there. We had a great contest. Nice job up there. I think it's picking the part. Williamson, South Carolina, they got a beautiful beautiful area up there. It's real nice. Right there, I guess, actually, downtown Williamson, I think we had about 20, 21 cookers up there. Pretty much about all they can handle, quite honestly. They don't have any room, really. We're probably much more than that. They had some. They kind of divided up at the road going through there is kind of a horseshoe shape, I guess. And I got on one, like on the first leg there, they got pretty much all the cookers set up on either side of the road there. It goes through that park, and then as you continue on down that road, then they had the vendors down there as well. Not a lot of vendors, but people selling different items. Some people with some booths promoting their business. As well, then they had a band on Friday and Saturday, and the weather was very, very nice. We did get a little sprinkle of rain there Saturday early afternoon as we were giving out the doing the sampling, and then that was pretty much it. Wasn't really that bad, but you know, for the most part, nice weather, well run contest. Nothing on Friday night, just very laid back, so you kind of take it easy and kick back and. They had real good access to water and power, and had a couple of not decent restrooms that were not not portalettes. Things were at the park. Very friendly. You have, I guess that's the a Masons group up there. I'm not sure what they call those guys. I guess like a chapter or their unit or whatever it may be. But they kind of run that thing. I think it's a guy each year that kind of steps up and kind of spearheads it within that group. And of course, then you have the town of Williamson that I think actually kicks in some money for them. I think the town of Williamson actually donated $5,000 for them to help put on the event and pretty much go toward their charity and fundraising, which is was pretty cool. And I think second year in a row, to be honest with you, I don't know if I remember the guy's name, but the mayor of Williamson kind of walks through with his wife. I think he had a son with him as well, and kind of speaks to all the cooks, thanks them for coming. What can we do to improve things and so forth? And a really, really, really nice guy. And they just seem very cooker friendly, very concerned, hoping everybody has a good time, wanting them to come back. What can we do to improve this and so forth? And hopefully maybe they can probably as they go around the corner up there, they may be able to add some cookers as well. But they had a great turnout. Lots of folks came out on Saturday to sample. We pretty much gave out all of our barbecue. I think everybody gave out. So pretty good amount of barbecue given out there. So I'd say it's a nice little event, kind of a neat little tidbit. The guy was telling me, or the mayor of Williamson was saying that is actually, if I understood him right, the second oldest park in the country. The big place in New York City? What's the big park up there? It's pretty bad. I can't even think
Central.
Of that.
Central Park.
Central Park. Thank you, Captain. Shoot me for not. Central Park, oldest supposedly park in the country, but this park here, that one there in the park right there in Williamson is the oldest, second oldest in South Carolina. In the country. They got a neat little, I don't know if that's a creek or a river that's kind of running through there. A lot of nice, huge trees, nice shade trees. They got several covered areas with tables and all. And he was kind of telling us about some additional things they had planned, kind of upgrading, doing another trail through there. So apparently they have other events in there. Well, it's a perfect place for a real big event. They can kind of control the people coming in. You got a couple of main entrances coming in there. But again, they were very cooker friendly. There wasn't really a lot of restrictions on your vehicles. You could kind of have your vehicles kind of behind you, pretty much where you parked. So that's definitely an event that, we hope to be back again, next year. Hope we'll cook better. Nice event. So, congrats to all those that, you got a call, especially, up in smoke that, took the grand, one and all up there. So, but all those that got a call, congratulations. So we had a good time up there hanging out with folks, and we look forward to this week. Got a big one this week, as you know, Lee. Got the banjo queue in Evans, and I didn't really count, but I would guess there's like 50 to 60 teams, it looks like. And I believe they've got a backyard division there as well, where I think they got a dozen or so maybe cookers in that as well. I was looking today and noticed on the email that Johnny Trigg will be back. So I'm sure anybody listening in out there that knows, much of anything about barbecue has heard the name Johnny Trigg. He's kind of the guy that's known as the rib champion and does a tremendous job with ribs. He was there last year as well. So it's kind of cool. We actually got a call on ribs and got to be up there on stage. But that was kind of cool, though, being up there with Johnny Trigg. And I saw Myron Mixon's name on the email list. Did you notice that, Lee? It looks like that Myron Mixon will be there as well.
Really? I didn't see that. I figured he may be at home licking his wounds after Memphis.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't know he, ventured far away or stuff like that. I would think with the all the different things he's involved with now. I don't know time wise, how much time he does. And I was thinking maybe was it his son, but I mean on the email it showed Myron Mixon there. So I don't I assume he's cooking. I don't know, maybe he was coming to make an appearance or something. I don't know, but I saw his name listed in there on the cookers list, so I was like, wow, I got Myron Mixon coming. So how about that? So I didn't even see how did he do I just kind of saw, I glimpsed a couple of posts or things here and there, maybe on Facebook or about the Memphis and May. But how did he, I think Melissa Cookson won the whole hog. Is that correct?
She did, and she said that that was the first cook she's done since last year for Memphis and May where she won. So I don't know, came in second last year. But she apparently hasn't cooked in a year and then went there and won whole hog.
Wow.
Knows,
yeah, I know that's
what I
mean. Ain't no doubt about it. So they've got that dialed in, figured out, got it going on. Well, I assume Myron, obviously, I know they could go to carry. What did Myron finish in the whole hog?
I think he finished sixth or eighth, I want to say.
Wow. Wow. I know that was a disappointment for them, because I know that's one he takes a lot of pride in, is that whole hog up there. So. Wow. Now, who was the – I saw the team. I don't know if I recognize. She won the whole hall, but was she the overall winner? Or there was another team was overall winner, were they not?
Yeah, Chris Lilly won grand champion.
Yeah, that's right, Chris Lilly. Wow. I didn't know he was cooking a lot again. I thought he was really into kind of like Myron and some of those other guys' appearances and doing this and doing that. I didn't is that something he's going to start doing again, or maybe he just cooks that one every year?
I think Chris cooks that one and the American Royal, and I think that's it.
Oh, does he? Okay, that answers that. I didn't think he was doing a lot of cooking on the competition trail per se, but I guess those biggies he still does. Wow, how about that? So did he win it on?
He won it on
what?
I think shoulder.
On shoulder, okay.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was talking with the pitmaster from the Shed Barbecue last night. I was messaging him on Facebook and talking to him because their hog, I mean, he showed me a picture of it and then he posted it, but it was gorgeous. I don't know how they do it, but I said, he's like, do you ever cook in Memphis? I said, I'd like to one day, but until Chris Fulmer sponsors me, I'm not going to be able to afford it. I said, I know it's pretty expensive. And he said, yeah.
We got a private connection.
Yeah. He said, we get a meat sponsor, but we still spent $10,000 coming down here doing this.
Yep. Yeah, I've told most people that, people ask me, why don't you go to Memphis of May? I said, well, for one, I mean, it's an investment. I mean, you're going to drop at least $5,000, minimum, if you're going to go try to make any kind of impact there, certainly.
Yep.
So, wow. 10,000, woo, man, unbelievable. So yeah, it's obviously
it's a
big key to that.
I'm fairly certain it's an MBN contest, and they do it on presentation and all that. So I just don't.
That's right.
That scares me. I don't think that has really a lot to do with the food. I think it's more about presentation and kissing butt. So Gary Taylor would probably be really good in MBN.
You're probably good at that. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of showmanship on that. No, definitely. You gotta walk the walk, talk the talk, and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, you gotta have a good product. I guess you're in the top three to get you in the running. But you're exactly right. I think you gotta know how to talk to those judges, and I think you gotta have kind of that set up to kind of define your personality and. Your cooking team and area and so forth. So and that's I'm sure probably part of the investment comes from as well. I know they have other things they award, and I think they have little not side contests, but I think they do a sauce and they do this. They have other things they do, but obviously the big deal is pretty much as far as the MBN, like you said, and of course I think most people are going to do. It's either going to be on ribs or whole hog or on shoulder where you make that. Really make that final round and then the winner. So, wow. So that's some big names, really. Obviously, taking home the hardware. You got Chris Lilly in there, pretty famous with their obviously their restaurant and the cookbooks he's done. Of course, Melissa Cook's in there, buddy. I don't know. That's not her first. Is that her second or third, Lee? I'm not even sure. I know she's won it before.
That's her third.
Third. Okay.
Third
whole hog. Wow. Woo! And I think isn't that what Myron has? I think he's won three, I think.
Myers won three world champs. That might be her fourth. She may have had third going into it, three going into it. But I know Tuffy got second. Tuffy got second in ribs and got a big giant trophy.
I saw that.
And, I don't know. That's just guys that, you know, that brings on a whole new meaning to the world playing with the big boys when you go down there. And I just, you got to have sponsorships.
Yeah.
And stuff to go do.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at most of the winners there, and that's a, you know, like we're saying, that's kind of a who's who when you look at you know, Cookston and obviously and then Tuffy. You know, wow, Chris Lilly. How about I know kind of I've kind of checked out some of his posts on Facebook. He seemed like a pretty cool guy to hang out with. I don't even know his. I think his name is Malcolm. Maybe Killer Hogs. I know they're kind of a, and I think they're from that area. But you know how they did, by chance?
I don't know how they did. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know. I don't know how they did. I have to go. I guess I can go on there and look when we get off the call. But yeah, I don't.
I'm not sure
if
that's
know.
His brother or. Yeah, I don't know if it's his brother or brother-in-law. Yeah, pretty had some pretty good stuff. Some neat little tips they post from time to time, and I think he does a. I think he's got a cooking class as well. I know they're pretty much an NBN team. I mean, pretty successful, but it seems like a pretty. Just seems like the kind of guy you want to hang out with. I mean, just kind of watching him, and he seems kind of laid back and pretty much one of the kind of good old guys, what I call him. And this looks like a lot of fun to be around. So. I don't know. I think they've done. I don't know. I don't think they've ever won it, but I know he's. I think they've placed pretty well a couple times. So that was one that I had thought about as well. So yeah, that's a man. That's a big time event where, like you said, you got to have the, you know, you got to have the sponsorship and, you know, I'm not sure what even the. I know it's pretty good monetary, but obviously what you reap from it, you know, kind of like the Masters. I mean, of course, now it's a huge amount of money, but years and years ago, the Masters was not one of your bigger paying events for golf. I mean, it was just the honor and what you got afterwards, all the endorsements. And to me, it's kind of like that. I mean, you win that, and then that kind of you kind of earn your way, you know, with sponsorship and so forth, and the door opens up certainly. So. Of course, people who won it this year, it didn't really matter. They've already got big time sponsors. So I guess it's kind of the chicken and egg thing, isn't it? You know, how do you get there from A to B? So I guess you got to sneak in there and get you a big time win or something. So, but yeah, Melissa Cookson, wow, three or four world championships, good for her. That's pretty phenomenal. I mean, you know, you figure all those cooks and all and obviously, you got to be very good, but you know, to win that thing multiple times, you got to be really doggone good. You know, obviously, in that NBN stuff, she must really have the gift of gab and know how to identify with those judges and say those. I mean, it's almost like it's you got to be a whiz, like a salesperson, because that's what you're doing. You're selling yourself. You're selling your meat. You know, selling your team's personality. You're selling your flavor profile. And then you got, you know, X amount of time, you know, to tie all that stuff in together, and it's got to sound good, look good, feel good, all that kind of stuff. So it may be to some, it may sound a little easier, but I guarantee you when you're up there, it can't be like, you know, stuttering and all. It's got to be coming just boom, 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 you know, just like that. And that's why you got teams that finish at the top, and then you got the middle of the road teams until you get that stuff down, man. You're not going to finish up there at the top of that. It's almost like you got to take a not only a class about cooking, but you got to take a class on how to present yourself. You know, I would think.
Yeah, I watched Pitmaster's episode of Myron down there at the Big Pig Jig, and he said that you know, he's won that I think three times in a row before this year or last year, and he says, you know, your food's got to be good, but. A lot of it's presentation, and you got to. There's certain key points you got to hit on when you're talking, and you know, the food's got to be good, but it's more about selling it. And he, you know, he's got that set up, his battle wagon. It's set up where they walk up, and he's kind of standing above them at that counter, and they walk up there and look at the smoker where the hog's laid out, and all that kind of stuff. And I just think some people are set up, you know, better to do that, and some people are better. Had the gift of gab. That's why I say Gary Taylorstein would be really, really good at that, because you know, I think he's probably one of the best at talking about how great he is. And whether it's true or not, you know, he's just really good at it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, he might get some of the teams that are really good cooks that aren't good at that. Maybe he ought to send out some emails or something. You know, he could be like their spokesman. So y'all know how to do that.
You got to watch him then, because he's going to be trying to shig everything from you. You know, I took Cole up to where'd I go?
Oh, to Annapolis?
Yes, yeah, and I talked to him the other day. They're talking about doing three of them, one in June, one July, and one in August. So I think the KCBS bug has bitten them, and, you know, I'm excited for them, and I look forward to seeing them out there. They want to try to do Greenwood, and we're going to do that one, and they want to try to do Greer. We're going to do that one, too. So, I'm excited that they're going to try to do it. And I know one I'm going to miss this weekend is Backwoods. I'm going to miss them being down there. They didn't make it in because Gene likes to procrastinate a little bit, and I'm sure he'll blame it on Tisa, but I'm going to miss them being at Banjo-BQ, and I know they're going to miss it. They tried to cook up in Williamston. They told them they were full up there, too, so. He's going to be he's probably going to be a handful down in Marietta for that Sam's Club, because he's jonesing to get back out there, and I know he's going to be coming out swinging, so I hope he does well down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When is Marietta, the Sam's Club thing, Elite?
Marietta is next weekend. No, yeah. It's the same weekend as Thunder Tower.
Oh, okay. He's in Marietta. I got you.
Yeah, he's going. I hope he does really well in Marietta. That way, when he goes to Charleston, he can suck and he still be in. That way, I don't have to beat him over there in Charleston.
I got you. Yeah, I was just looking up. I don't see. I just pulled up Memphis in May, and I don't see right now. I don't see old Killer Hogs yet. I don't see them listed. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like Jacksonville South was ninth, actually, in the whole hog category. Yeah, she won for winning the hog was 4,500. Grand champion Big Bob Gibson, they won $13,500 for their win in the. That's right. I guess that's from shoulder. So, wow, good for them. Yeah, that's how they got. They got seafood, poultry, exotic, sauce, tomato sauce, mustard sauce. You know, they got all kind of different, things and so forth. Hot. Looks like they had a wing category, best booth. Wow, best T-shirt. That's pretty good. So yeah, they got all kind of little side things going on as well. So yeah, I don't know about my guys, Killer Hogs. Unless I'm looking over them there, I don't see them in this in there. But wow, yeah, it looks like you see a lot of teams: Mississippi, Tennessee, a lot of those NBN teams. Obviously, I don't really see anybody listed from Georgia, other than obviously Jacksonville South, Unadilla. Oh, there's somebody from Macon, Dixie Q from Macon, Georgia. I think I've seen them before. I don't know if I know them, but wow. Yeah, it's a big one this Saturday. Great contest. I don't know the exact count, but it looks like it's about 50, 60 teams. You got some big names in there that we all know from a national level. You got like we talked about Blow Smoke, obviously Blow Smoke out of Columbia. Those guys coming in, Myron Mixon, Johnny Trigg, which everybody knows Jim Berg out of Augusta. Well, I guess he's actually out of Evans. Well, he let me park my grill there one time. I don't think his house is a mile from the place. So, obviously, Jim will be in the running there. And I know there's some guys I'm probably leaving out. You recognize the team name sometimes more. I saw the names, but didn't have the team name. So, I'm sure there's some other guys.
Your cousin's going to be there.
Smoker's probably be there. Okay. I got you. Hey, what about Smoker's Stacks? Are they cooking over there? I don't know if I saw his name.
I don't know.
I don't know if I saw Jeff's name or not. I'm not sure if I saw him. So, yeah, we're trying to get the jump. That's one thing. We got I got a catering job Wednesday. I got a catering job actually doing business after hours here in Aiken. Kind of excited about that on Thursday, cooking for about 200, 225 people Thursday. And, then of course, we got Friday, Saturday, because we're going to be vending. And then we also we're actually feeding the volunteers for Banjo Q. So I got about 75 people Friday and then on Saturday, 75 to 100, we're feeding as well. So picked up a nice little gig from my Budweiser friends over here in Aiken. Got me hooked up with that. So we're going to be cooking a bunch of barbecue. And then we actually had a catering gig last night here in Aiken. So we've been doing some smoking. As many butts I've been cooking, I think I'd be figuring that out on the SCBA thing, but I don't know what the hell's happening, quite honestly. Maybe to treat contract like a catering job, maybe I'll do better, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what it is, Lee, but quite honestly, when I do a one-meat contest, I just don't do as good. I don't know if I get if I get too relaxed. You know, I don't know, what's your thoughts? It seems like if I only got one meat, it's almost like you're kind of, what have I got to do now? You know, it's kind of, I'm almost too laid back. I need something else to do. I need to keep my mind occupied and my mind going. But I don't know what happened to us. I mean, we just, even when I sent my box in, I told Kathy, I said, the box just even our appearance was decent, but I said, we just didn't have a good cook. Sometimes it just happens. We just seem to do better when it's a two-meat contest, I think.
I'm not sure I can comment on that because my last SCBA, I won first place, so I don't.
That's true. Well, that was two meat, though. That's what, it's just like, for whatever reason, when I cook SCBA and I cook a one meat, I don't know, I don't seem to, well, I shouldn't say that because we were actually grand champion at Williamson last year, so I guess I just blew that idea out of the water, but I don't know. It's almost like I got too relaxed, kind of missed some of my timeline things, and I don't know. Maybe I should just stick to what I said originally. Like you said, it's just blame Kathy. I don't know why I'm trying to bail her out. I don't really understand that, but I guess I'm just trying to be nice, I guess.
Yeah, stop. Let the blame fall where it should. It's Kathy's fault.
Exactly right. But, yeah, that was a fun contest. Anybody out there listening that has not gone up there to Williamson, South Carolina, that's a fun little venue, nice area up there. Nice layback people. They're very, very cooker friendly. They go, I think, above me on the Call of Duty. They kind of come and check on you and ask for improvements. What can we do better next year? And so forth. They've done it. They've done a good job though. They get a lot of support. We had a volunteer, actually a couple volunteers at our booth to help us with dispersing the samples and all that on Saturday, so that's always nice. That's always a positive. I think they had kind of mentioned that was some of the feedback they got, about that. So I said, hey, if you're gonna do that, and especially if you're gonna do something Friday night, if you can get some volunteers to help you out, you will win the hearts of cookers. Trust me, because when you're cooking all night, the last thing you want to do is have to stand in front of a table and hand out barbecue. I don't think any team really minds cooking the product, obviously, but to have to sit there and hand it out for another 3 hours, it's usually not that's not one of the funnest things you want to do. So especially like in our case on Saturday, right? That's right. I don't think they had any left. I know they had a provision set up that if anybody had anything left over by the time they did judging awards, I should say, they had a table you could take it to, and I guess they were going to donate it to probably a local church or whoever it may be. But, all of it was getting out. I tell you, it was a much better crowd this year than last year. Of course, they got some drizzling rain last year. The weather was kind of so-so up until probably about awards last year. So, it just kind of didn't set the tone. But this year, man, was just absolutely beautiful. So they had great weather, and obviously that's one to put on the calendar if you think about it, for next year or so. What time you guys? What time you rolling in? I guess you're coming in Friday morning, Lee, for banjo BBQ.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to I'm gonna try to get up about 5:30 and leave the house and go pick up the trailer about 6:30 and be on the road around 6:45 and be down there by 8:00. That's when they're gonna start letting people in. So,
right.
You know, I like to go down there and get plugged in and get the fridge cold and get the air on and all that stuff. So, what time are you going down?
Well, I'm trying. Strange enough, I saw my buddy with Budweiser, Amy Beverage and Aiken, and of course those guys kind of work with the folks there in Augusta. I just saw him about an hour ago, and I'm trying to get over there on Thursday night. Maybe we're doing the business after hours. It's 5 to 7. I'm not really sure how long it can take me to get cleaned up and all. I'm considering taking my trailer to business after hours and cooking from that. And then just picking it up and taking it on to Augusta. We haven't really figured it out yet. Hey, I think we got our man, Mr. Cole here. Let's see here. I think I recognize that number. We can bring him up. Let's try that again. Cole, is that you?
Yeah, man. I finally got this thing figured out. I couldn't get my iPod and my iPad to keep up.
No problem. We said a lot of stuff about you. You didn't hear it, did you?
Oh, Lord, here we go. No, I had a problem getting on, and finally my phone took off, and I was like, all right, well, the heck with it. I'll just call in and go that route.
There you go. So you kind of got the KCBS bug after going up there to Kannapolis. You had a good time and enjoyed that?
Yeah, it was great. Everything except for standing in the rain waiting for them to announce the awards, that was good. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, you definitely got it's a different atmosphere, different style. I'm good with it. You know, I think that I had a lot of fun. You know, once you get rolling, you kind of just you know, it's steady, and I realized that it was different for me because I just kind of sat there and watched, and I didn't really have my hands in anything. So I guess I was kind of stir crazy for a while, but after a while, man, I kind of calmed down. I felt like
good.
He had no fun. He's lying. Oh, he's lying. He didn't have no fun. It did suck waiting out in the rain. They postponed the awards for, I think, 2 hours, wasn't it, Cole? Went from 3 to 5, and then we went over there, and it had stopped raining. As soon as we got over there, the damn bottom fell out again. And, I mean, we were soaked by the time we got back to get on the road.
It got nasty right there at the end. But they did call it. Now, I'll tell you, that was a whole, you know, when they tell you they're going to have something or they're going to do something, you know, people came by and they told you what was going on. You know, them guys said, hey, 30 minutes, storm's going to be here. They were pretty much, you know, I don't know if they got Jim Cantore there with them or not, but it was pretty spot on, you know. It came down. But that was it was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's a big contest. I think, what was there up there, Lee? 70 teams, 80 teams? I don't even remember the.
I think it was 80.
It was a bunch. 80 teams. Wow. That's a big, even by KCBS standards, really, that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of teams. I mean, I would say, I don't know, I'd be kind of curious what they actually average per contest. I guess it kind of varies depending on what part of the country and so forth, but that's probably a little on the higher side, I'd say, for most of your KCBS in this area. I would say most of the KCBS is probably are, you know, maybe 55 teams. Then you got your bigger ones. But that's probably more teams. I don't, you know, I know it was, they might have tried to scale it down a little bit, but Banjo Q, actually, I think there's probably, I think they got 55 teams maybe, I'm guessing. And then, of course, I guess you got the backyard. So maybe there's about, there may be close to 70 teams if you include the backyard, I guess. But yeah, that's a big. I mean, that's a big event. That's a lot of judges when you think about it. When you have an event that big, that's a lot of judges to get in there. You know, for that. When you're talking about four,
they had 14.
I'm sure it's well over 100. 14 tables. So let's see, quick math.
84 84 judges and 14 table captains.
Wow.
And that's six judges at a table. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a lot
yeah.
of people.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Yeah, actually,
I mean,
we
didn't do what we wanted to do, which most was my fault. I overcooked my pork and brisket, but we still came in 13th out of that field. So it was, you know, there was three pitmasters cooking there. And, you know, anytime you can get in the top 20 or 25 on a cook like that, you can't really be mad at yourself. You still want some money, but you can't really – I can't beat myself up too bad over it. That's only my fourth or fifth contest, so
No, that's a great finish.
No,
that's a great finish. In a field like that, like you said, with that many many teams for one, and then there was some pretty good – there's pretty good what I call big hitters there. And like I said, some actual pitmaster guys that have been on pitmaster, because, you know, I'll be honest with you, as I continue to watch this, I'm kind of wondering about some of this stuff. Oh, there's nobody from the pitmasters.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, but, you know, I mean, some of them are pretty, you know, I'll be honest with you, my, as I've watched this season so far, you got some teams that are, you know, these guys can cook. They're pretty good. But, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I watched the one last night, and some of the boxes were like, are you kidding me? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, that looks terrible. You only got three judges? Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking there's three judges, and that's the best you can do? I mean, it ain't like you got to put, you know, a ton in there. You're just trying to make it look good. And, you know, and that's the thing about it is you got six judges or SCBA to SBN, whatever. But you got three judges. So they don't really care about you loading up the box. But what you put in there, it better look good. So you better hit the points like on turkey. Man, if you put turkey in the box, you better have some skin on there. That's all there is to it. You got to have skin, plain and simple. So, I mean, I'm no rocket science. It'll take rocket science on some of it, you know, quite honestly. You just got to do what you're supposed to do. But anyway, I won't bash those people anymore. Sorry about that. But, I mean, Kathy, I was sitting there watching. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, gee whiz. You know, I'm sure some of it obviously sounded, you know, that obviously had some pretty good flavor profiles and so forth. But, the wild card round was definitely wild card. I mean, they did a good job of really spreading around. Well, you had a team from New York, a team from Alabama, and then the other guy, I think they were from Louisiana, I think, weren't they? I think the team, I'm not sure. And the only reason I remember them because of them bright green shirts those guys had. Those pretty cool shirts. But I think those guys were in Las Vegas too, out there at the War Barbecue thing. I think I remember seeing them out there. Maybe not, but it'd be hard to not remember those shirts. I can assure you. So, and I think I saw them out there. But
Is Cole still
I don't
there?
Know who comes up.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just paying attention. I'm trying to figure all this stuff out.
Now, Chris, when we pulled up there in Indianapolis, I told Cole, I said, you know, these trailers we got are pretty nice in the SCBA, I said, but we get here to KCBS, I said, we're the trailer park of this kind of group, and we pulled up there, and he's like, man, there's some nice stuff up here.
Like I told Kathy that Well, you know, first contest I ever cooked, and like I always said, we kind of went about it bass afterwards. We cooked at Boss Hog like 4 years ago, I think. And I kind of got the bug and cooked some local stuff and did pretty decent and all. And, you know, and I said, let's go try this thing out. So I heard about this, you know, KCBS contest. And hell, I had no clue what the heck KCBS really was at the time or what Money Muscle was or whatever. But, you know, so we go down there and cook out of, two canopies, you know, and I'm kind of looking around and seeing, you know, some fairly nice stuff, but and then I fast forward, you know, 4 years, and then we're fortunate, you know, have a fairly nice rig now, I think now, and then like you said, we pulled into Waynesboro. I'm like, damn. I mean, I still feel like bottom of the barrel. I mean, I'm looking at some of these things, and you know, there's guys there. You know, of course, I had, you know, Jeff Campbell with Wicked Q next to me. And of course, ours were fairly similar. But, man, his was 8 foot tall. And I think his was a good 20 foot long, but just a cool-looking rig. But I'm looking up the line. where we're at. And, of course, you had Jim Berg up there with his big toy hauler, and I saw Rescue Smokers, and I think theirs was like 34, 36 foot. It's like 8.5 foot wide, and I saw Bethel Smokers, and they got this monstrosity, and I'm like, you know, I was all excited. You know, you kind of pumped up. You finally got something that, you know, you felt like you've arrived or whatever, and then I pull in with mine. I'm like, damn. I mean, gee whiz. But you know what? There were some other people there, though, cooking, you know, still cooking. I can't say there's anything wrong. I mean, I think, as we know, is if you want to compete and to be somewhat successful, you've got to have some type of something that's somewhat a hard top over your head and somewhat organized and makes it, you know, kind of easier when it comes to turn-in time and so forth. It's hard to cook underneath canopies. And then keeping in mind that the one we were at, you know, at least the weather was fairly decent. You know, with you guys, I don't, you know, obviously maybe the rain came during the awards, but can you imagine it starts raining at night and you got a couple canopies? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot, but I'm pretty good about canopies. We've tailgated for many, many years. I've been through many a canopy. I'm familiar with them. I know about all the brands. You know what? When it pours rain, guess what? They all leak. They all leak somewhere. This water comes in somewhere. I mean, it's just, you know, if it's raining, you know, medium or whatever, yeah, you're pretty much okay. But when it starts pouring and coming down, guess what? It's going to leak somewhere. Water will find a way to go.
Now,
if you're not level, it's coming into your feet. Oh, my God.
It did start, it did come down sideways Friday night, and then Saturday morning we saw them haul off, what, 3 or 4 tents that looked like they had been balled
tents.
Up. Then we had RV that had about ripped their canopy off the side, or their awning off the side, and then so those guys, I don't know what they cooked under, but they, yeah, their stuff got torn up.
Man,
yeah,
I don't care what kind you got. If you got a really good one, if you got it staked down and kind of weighted down, you may have a chance. But when a storm comes in like that, you know what? God, can you imagine? And then say if it does that, say on Friday evening, and then you got to start cooking. And what happens if your stuff got wet? And oh man, that's just it's misery. I mean, it's and as we know, if you kind of lose your confidence, or you kind of lose your thought process and all, and man, it's kind of hard to get your game face back on when you're trying to battle all that stuff. I mean, it's bad enough just trying to get your timelines right and all that kind of stuff, but. When you got a bunch of other problems happening, man, it's not good. So hopefully, I think the weather's supposed to be. If you looked ahead, I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good this week, Lee. Other than it's supposed to be hot. I think it's supposed to be in the low to middle 90s, isn't it?
No, they showed it today. It's gonna be it's cooling off.
Is it?
Yeah, there's like a 20% chance of rain Friday, and then Saturday's supposed to be sunny and I think 83 or 84 degrees, something like that.
Oh, wow. It must have changed. And I knew it was supposed to be cool the next couple of days here. I thought I'd heard that
yeah.
It was going to really cool down. Well, that's great news then. Good. Maybe it's not going to be as bad as we thought then.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm glad to hear that.
Way, it could be 110 by Saturday. We don't – the way they've been calling weather lately.
Yeah.
Well,
that is true. Yeah. I just pulled up thinking weather.com. Yeah, not, I mean, it's not as maybe as bad as got Wednesday 89, Thursday 90, Friday 89, lows in the middle to low 60s. So that's good. That, you know, the rain chance is like 10 to 20%. So yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. I'd heard some people. Somebody was talking, man, I think it was up there at Williamson. Somebody was talking about how hot it was supposed to be this coming weekend. Yeah, you're exactly right, Lee. It actually looks like Thursday, it gets up to about 90, and then it starts to drop back down. The high Friday, 89, and then Saturday, 84, low 59. Man, I'm liking that. Went out of the northeast. Oh, that'd be sweet there. Well, good for
him.
I like that.
Gonna be hot.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's ass coming down there to light a fire.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. I tell you what, to get a call get a call at this one is always pretty special because there's a lot of great teams there, and anytime you get, you know, 40, 50 teams assembled at a KCBS, and then you get this kind of field, you know, I don't know how many states would be represented. I bet there's probably 8 to 10 states at least represented at this competition. So it's going to be a it's going to be a good one. It's going to be you doing the steak contest on Friday?
Yeah, I'm doing the steak and the dessert.
Hey. Gotcha.
You know it's going to be a good contest when the tickets are $60 a person.
Tell you what, they talked about this. They've kind of gone back and forth. You know, 2 years ago they had a pretty expensive ticket, and then last year I think they decided they went back to like a daily pass or, you know, doing each day, and I think they switched it back again. So I'll be curious how their attendance goes again. I know, you know, they have a lineup of like 10 to 12 bands, I think. I'm certainly not a bluegrass expert or know a lot about it. I just go Google it or look online, learn. But they've got some pretty, as far as on that type of stuff, they got a couple, I know, pretty big names coming in. Last year the crowds were pretty phenomenal. They had, you know, as I remember, pretty good weather, you know, especially at night. And, you know, I know we did pretty good on the vending. So it looks I always wonder, you know, as far as the ticket sales, how people react to that. But evidently they got a great lineup of bands and so forth. So, you know, it's should be a good time there in Big Evans, Georgia. I think they called it the Lady A is the area right there they call it. I don't know if you've ever been there, Lee. It's a huge – I mean, it kind of – you know, it's not this big, but it kind of reminds you probably of, like, the fairgrounds in Columbia. It's just a huge area. And then they got a big stage up there, kind of more toward where most of the cookers are at. And then they kind of got an end going the other way is kind of where most of the, I guess, the vendors and people like that are situated up that way. And they got some, obviously they got a pretty good amount, I think, of portalettes. They got some, they one, at least one, maybe two, a pretty nice restroom facility. Since it's a big park, they got, you know, a nice one that's got, you know, numerous, I think, stalls and for the men and women. So that's always nice to have access to that. And I know they do a good job, I think, on the power and water. I've never really heard any complaints before on the power and water. And as you know, kind of as you're talking about at these contests, there'll be some Taj Mahals out there. There'll be some big motorhomes and toy haulers and, you know, and so forth out there. So should be a good time there in Evans, Georgia this Saturday. So if anybody out there listening, if you're never taking in a KCBS contest, or for that matter, taking in a barbecue contest, this would be a great opportunity to go and see what it's like. You can go and, you know, and see a lot of different cookers and a lot of different – you're going to see everything from A to Z. You're going to see vertical smokers and, you know, all kind of charcoal smokers and indirect and big pull behinds. I mean, if it's a charcoal grill or a smoker that's worth the crap, it's probably going to be out there on somebody's trailer or some type of thing. And of course, there'll be some good entertainment as well to go in there and take in. And so it's a great opportunity. And I know that they do a great job with this event and a pretty nice prize money when you think about it. I mean, $40,000 purse is I think that's what it is, or it's close to that. That's pretty strong even for KCBS. So
that's why I'm going.
I'm trying to remember. I think it's like grand champion 5,000, and then each category is it 2,500? Is that correct?
I don't know if it's that much. Sound
about right?
Category. I know it's high.
Maybe it's like 1,500 per.
Yeah, I think it's 1,500, but they're paying out through 10. In each category.
Yeah, that's
so.
The nice thing about it. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you know, but it's pretty cool how they do it. It's and I assume they're going to do it this way this year, but it's pretty neat. They got a huge stage up there, and of course the band, you know, took a long break, kind of quit playing there, and all the people there's a ton of people already gathered there that are there to listen to the music. And of course, a lot of people get there later when it cools off, and I guess they have the bigger acts or whatever you want to call it that come in that play at night. But, you know, they get all the teams down there. It's pretty cool. They call the top 10 in each category. In other words, just because they call you first, I mean, or they call the top ten. They call you up to the stage. You get to get up there on stage, and then they count it down 10 to number one. So it's pretty cool. And then, of course, those people exit, and then they start the next category. So that's kind of pretty cool. As we know, to go to an event to get recognized or get a call, as we it's always neat. But an event this size, to kind of go up there and get recognized and be in front of all those people, that's kind of a neat thing, especially if you've been cooking all night. And then amongst these type of people, teams that are this good and great cooks and all and so forth, that it makes it all that special. So yeah, it's pretty cool how they do that. So I think I might have told Lee earlier, I don't remember, but it was kind of cool last year. We were sitting there and obviously Ribs being second, so I didn't get a call on chicken, and we're sitting there and then they call the Ribs, and I wasn't really paying attention, but I thought I was kind of counting. I was like, I think they called 9 or 10 teams. I think they actually called, I can't remember if they called 9 or they called one team twice. So I'm sitting there at the day, I'm kind of looking at Kathy, kind of bitching. I'm like, yeah, I don't mind. That figured. And I thought my Ribs were really good this day. I'm like, I can't believe we didn't get a damn call. I said, we just don't do well at the time. We didn't do well in pork or brisket. And I thought, well, we done shot our wad. We're good. And then, so about 30 seconds to a minute passes as I'm sitting there griping to Kathy. And the lady comes and goes, oh, we got a mistake here. We didn't call a team. And I wasn't even kind of paying attention. And they go, well, the tailgaters coming to the stage. And I'm like, Kathy kind of looks at me and says, see? So that was it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird how we got called because, they're kind of calling teams, we'll have, whoever we'll have, Blowing Smoke, All Smoked Up, this kind of going through the list. No big order. And they kind of went through it all, and I'm just sitting there like, great. I can't believe we didn't get a call. That's what the hell happened? And then about, I'd say it's a couple minutes passed, and all of a sudden, boom, there it goes. And then to get up on stage and Johnny Trigg up there, that was pretty cool. And then, of course, you're kind of sitting there, and when it gets to that point, you don't want to hear your name called, for a while because as they're counting down, all I'm thinking is, okay, that's another 100. That's another 100. I'm thinking, this is getting better. This is getting better. And I think we got called. I think it was 5th or 6th. I think we won, I want to say $500, I think. I was thinking, man, just to get called ahead of Johnny Trigg in Ribs, I'd be like, that'd be pretty cool. But he took first, and he deserved it, obviously. So he's the rib master, the rib god. So, man, if I could repeat and get back on stage with him again, just get on stage would be awesome. But up on stage again with Johnny Trigg, that'd be pretty cool. So they that's pretty neat how they do that. It's kind of a big time event and big time stage like that. So I hope y'all get a call, get several calls as well. That's neat to experience that. So.
Well, I hope you get a call too, right before us.
Thanks for that. Hey, I'll be honest with you. That's fine. Just to get a call, you look at that event, you look at the amount of teams, and you figure, okay, you got a chance for 40 calls. So I'm like, God, just give me, just once out of 40, can we get one of those? So, of course, there'll be some teams obviously get multiple calls. That'll be the guys that, finish up toward the top or your grand and reserve.
Yeah.
But, like, man, to get a multiple call, we fortunately got multiple calls a couple weeks ago there in Waynesboro, but to get a multiple call in this event would be huge, man. That would be I don't know if I'd come off the ground probably several days, quite honestly. So that'd be pretty neat. So we'll see what happens then.
You start walking around with an attitude like that, trying to go cook with All Smoked Up.
I think y'all starting to sling it at the end of the show now.
Oh, hey, Kristen just looked it up. It is $2,500 for first in each category.
$2,500. Damn, I could take a couple of those, what the heck?
So I guess I'm going to make $17,000 down there this weekend between all my firsts, my grand, my steak, and my dessert.
That'd be a hell of a damn paycheck, wouldn't it? Wow.
Yeah, I'll take $17,000.
Can you imagine?
That might get me caught back
is
up with everybody owes money to.
That'd be a hell of a payday, wouldn't it? Man. Woo!
I'd probably quit.
Well,
I'd have to go out on that.
I'll be honest with you. It'd be kind of like winning the Masters. Some of those guys win the Masters. Like, I'm just going to take off about a month. I'm just going to kind of sit back and soak this in. I mean, I'll be honest with you. To take on something like that, you'd be like, you know what? I may be signed up for a couple. I think I might have to kind of coast here a couple of weeks. I mean, damn. Yeah, that's pretty awesome right there. So our goal is to get multiple calls somehow. So I'd like to get multiple calls, and my goal usually at KCBS get multiple calls and finish top 20.
That's not your only goal.
well, you're right about that. I won't mention that online, but you're correct with that. That is correct. Well, guys, I got to go fire up some grills here and get some brisket and some butt smoking, actually, to get caught up with some of my vending and all that coming up here in the next couple of days. So we'll get ready to.
Could have already been doing it if you'd have started on time.
Well, you're exactly right. You're exactly right with that. I'm 30 minutes behind right now, and I'm going to hear it from Kathy when I walk in the kitchen here in a couple of minutes, probably. But I appreciate you guys calling in. Always makes it a fun show. Especially look forward to seeing you this Friday in Big Evans, Georgia. And Mr. Cole, when will we see you next, sir? I guess you'll be at Thunder.
Yeah, we're gonna make it out to Thunder Tower at the end of the month. If everything goes smooth, we'll be there.
Well, I'll smoke double be there. Cole may not.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're getting close to the. Now, what is the actual day or date?
June 2nd or June 1st, something like that. I think it's Monday.
So it's right
the
there.
Monday at Thunder Tower.
Yeah, it ain't long for that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I told her if she just could hold on just to the end of the month so I could get this last cook in, I'd be really appreciative.
Because your ass is done after that for the year. No more kids.
Well, it was kind of good timing. It is
good
timing in a way, really.
And we'll see y'all in a couple weeks, and I hope everything goes well. Y'all be careful traveling, and we'll see y'all when you get back.
All right, Bubba.
We sure will, Cole. Thanks so much. Cole with All Smoked Up. We'll see them in a couple of weeks up there, hopefully, if his young lady does not give birth a little sooner than expected. So hopefully we'll see him. I'm sure we'll see the All Smoked Up team, obviously, up there at Thunder Tower. Should be just like a great SCBA event. Should be a lot of fun. So, Mr. Blowing Smoke, sir, we'll see you sometime on Friday down there in Evans, Georgia at a great event, and we'll have a big show. Well, you know, I don't know if we'll do a show. Next Monday is Memorial Day, isn't it? We may be back in 2 weeks then, possibly. We may be back in 2 weeks to recap that big event there in Evans, Georgia. So appreciate you calling in, Lee. Safe travels to you, sir. And we'll see you a couple days there in Evans, Georgia, man. Thanks so much, man. A lot of fun on the show, so thanks so much. And all the folks listening tonight, appreciate you listening in. I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. And most of all, hope you have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day holiday. Should be hopefully it's going to be a nice weekend. It looks that way right now. We should have some good weather. So everybody be safe out there to traveling. And we're going to close it out with, you know what, go Cox. We'll see you folks next week. Take care and have a great week.
I found four lovelies right here at the Hottie Spotty. Tell us your name. I found four lovelies right here at the Hottie Spotty. Tell us your name.